Rama mentions Nechus Tainus, the Dua Lakol, the Mitzvah Seim in the Torah, Lizor Gloriel, Gloriel Bechatzoysis, Akol Sor Shetov Al Yisibur. Shnevra Asar Asor Eschem. Halacha Beis says, V'dov Zeh, V'darak Yed Tshuva. Shvizman, Shetov Atzor V'zakol Lov, Riu. This is the Derech Atshuva. And this today being some Gedalia, is a missive of Tanah with the Tanisim that the Chachamim are sacking. So it's not just a Tainus, it's also a Derech Atshuva. Especially in these days between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, they call it a Aseret Yemei Tshuva. Tshuva is all the time. But this is hopefully easier for us to be aware of that fact. I'd like to begin by mentioning in our tefillos, you say, V'chein tein pathcha Hashem lakein al kol ma'asecho, emoscha al kol ma'ashebrasa, eimo, that we ask from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, put eimo, we should have fear. One could ask a question. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should put in our system of fear in these days? Elul. Hello, fear. Where one Jew goes to a certain area, he wants to buy a certain item, and the Jew says to him, "You're charging too much. I'm from out of town, but where I come from is 50% less than what you're charging." So the person says, "You Jew, prove it to me." So a non-Jew whispers to this person that does not want to reduce the price. It's Elul by the Jews. They don't lie in Elul. They don't lie. Even the Umas Olam know this. It's Elul. It's Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. Pachad. A pachad. Tein pachad Hashem lakeinu. The obvious question is, Ma Hashem shol imoch kim liro so. Hakol b'dishmaim chus miyirishmaim. Yirishmaim is not something forced on us. It's something that we should want on our own. What's if it's chayin tein pachter Hashem lakeinu? It doesn't mean to you help us out. Put a little pachad and we'll work together for yirishmaim. Chayin tein. You, dear HaKadosh Baruch Hu, put pachad into us. Isn't that a kasha? The kasha is the question one asks. Has to come from within the person himself, not outside sources. What are we asking? The Balai Musa gave an answer that the pachad that we're asking for is only to instill in us Yerushimayim. True, the Yerushimayim has to come from us. But through pachad, this will help. The Gemara says in Yevamos that Gemara says in Sama Gimel, "Ein Parani is bol yolam el b'shvil Yisrael." Everything that happens in this world is b'shvil Yisrael. The Yisrael should take this seriously enough to do tshuva. We are here on this world for a certain purpose. Yesh chachma b'goyim. We're not to invent new objects. Our purpose is not that we're the richest people and the wisest people. But we show ish elikab olam. That's our purpose. The borei olam is in this world. How we act and how we live. The pachad that we ask. The things that we hear about. The earthquakes, the storms, the various disasters, is only b'shvil Yisrael. It's only b'shvil Yisrael. The anti-Semites know that. They say the Jews are cause of everything. El b'shvil Yisrael. That a person should feel that there's a pachad. It's only a way to bring Yerushimayim. To bring the Yerushimayim. That's the reason. That we should come to Yerushimayim. We should realize this. It will help us We demand it from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Tein peik pachtecha Hashem al-kein al kol ma'asecha v'imoscha. And this will bring us ma'ashem shom mimoch kem liro so. A person can be bucking in all Siddur Mishnah and all Shas. But Yiras Hashem yatzar. Yiras Hashem is the most important thing. A man is wealthy. He is wealthy. But there's one problem. He doesn't have the key to the vault to get his wealth. He has a car outside. Beautiful brand new car. There's one thing. He lost the key. He lost the key that the car is worthless. You can have all the information in the world, all the ideas in the world. But if you don't have the Yiras Shamayim, the Yiras Hashem. And what do we mean by Yiras Hashem? What do we mean by Yiras Hashem? Rav Avigdor Miller gave the following mashal. A mashal of a king that had three assistants and he promised them a promotion if he'll give them a barrel of wine, each individual, and if they can control themselves for a whole month and not drink from that wine, they will get a promotion. So he took the wine. Two out of the three took the wine and put it in the cellar, put it in a room, locked it up, and put the key somewhere. The third person took the wine and put it on the table in his kitchen. He's not going to drink from the wine. After a couple of days, he took a cup and took some wine and bothered him. I'm not going to do it again. A couple of days later, again the same thing. That's it. Never again, never again. I said I'm going to control myself. I'm not going to do it. This went on and went on. And after a month, his barrel was empty. They went back to the king, presented their barrels. First one presented his barrel, the first two, wow, full to the top, never opened. How'd you do it? So he explained. They put it in the cellar, locked the door, forget it. The king was impressed with that and gave him a promotion. He could now be controlling over certain provinces and states in the kingdom. They turned the other person, his barrel empty. So he told him, I tried, I put it on the kitchen table, I couldn't control myself, and I took a little bit, I tried, but you see how I tried, what the results were. He said, you, I will give a promotion. You're next to the king. You gave him such a promotion. It's the highest promotion possible. The other two? They didn't get such a promotion. What's the reason? So the answer is false. They had the barrel of wine, which is a temptation. So what do? You lock it up. You're not tempted anymore. It's not in your mind whatsoever. You have no tithes, no yitzharos, nothing. It doesn't exist. It doesn't exist in your mind. No yira. There's no problem. It doesn't exist. It's not there. The other individual, yes, he had the same kavanas. I'm not going to be lured in by the wine. But he had this tibus. But he had his shifa. After the first drink, no more. No more. I'm not going to do it. No more. But it went on and on. This is a higher madriga. This is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants from us. Tshuva does not mean it doesn't exist. It doesn't exist. No, tibus don't exist. Nothing exists. Nothing exists. Good, if you're 90 years old and you're ready to die, maybe then all these tithes are gone. So make me 90 years old, I'm ready to drop dead, then I'll be able to become all the mitzvahs. All the tithes are gone. All the tithes. Can't wait for that moment. Can't wait for that moment. All the tithes. Everything doesn't exist. That's tshuva, avada, somech misasa. I'm sorry. And he did tshuva. And it's tshuva. This is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. V'chai b'hem. V'shiyomis b'hem. Live with it. Live with it. Tackle it. Be bothered. I didn't daven with kavanah this morning. You always daven with kavanah? Never. But now I'm trying. At least there's a shifa, a desire, a want, a realization that I'm doing something wrong. Realization. They didn't have any realization. They took the wine, locked it up, and forget about it. That's all. It doesn't exist in my life. And then the Torah, Malach HaShores, the Torah was given, that's exactly for Baal Taivas, for Yitzharas. Barasi Yitzhara, Barasi Yitzhara, Barasi Torah Tavlin. What's Tavlin? It's not butl, it has effect. You have a big cholent. Some people can't eat it. Why? Especially now in this city in New York. Salt. These restaurants have to tell you how much salt. So it is. A tablespoon of salt. Big deal. Oh no. Salt has a big effect. Salt is very harmful for many people. They say all the New Yorkers, all the Americans, they eat too much salt. Salt. How much is it? In the chol, how much is it? Barosa Yitzhara. Barosa Tori Tavlin. Torah is a salt. It has an effect on, yes, you have Yitzhara, but that Torah can destroy that Yitzhara. Torah is compared to Tavlin. That's what Torah is, Tavlin. Not atomic bomb. It's Tavlin. This is the year. When a person, same Pachat Hashem Akenu, give us this Pachat that we should realize to do tshuva to become a Yerush Shemayim. Yerush Shemayim. This is the first Yisad. This idea that we have could also be found in the Rambam. Rambam mentions Perek Gimel, Hilchos Tefillot, Halacha Hei. When you have tochachos in other areas, the bracha we shown when you get the aliyah, you begin with the dover tov and end. Avo parshis hazinu, korishon adzocher yomos yolom, vasheni maschil maske yomos olom a yakaveu, hashlish yakaveu ad vayar shem yimots. Yinuts, Vavi, me, Vayaras Hashem, Vayinuts, and so on, Vachamishi. So they're all not Dover Tov at all. Vavoma poskin bo, Vaninus Elu, Vamei Shehen Tochacho, Kidei Shiazer Ako Bechu. Ravim says, when Cousin Parshas Hazinu, which is read usually Shabbos Shuva, between Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, or right after Yom Kippur, like this year, then you can begin and end with Toch. The obvious question is, why only Parshas Hazinu? Why all the time? Why is it especially Parshas Hazinu? Why now you can begin and end with Toch? Rabbi Yapian has to give an answer. That the purpose of the Tochacha is that we should do tshuva. We hear the Tochacha is to tell us something. We can hear Musar drushes, Musar, very entertaining, and that's as far as it goes. Very entertaining, and that's all. Entertainment stops there. Before, just beginning and end, finished. All the Tochacha will have no effect on us. No effect on us. That's why you cannot begin with Tocha, cannot finish with Tocha. Doesn't have the proper effect. However, Parshas Hazinu, which is Zman of Yom Kippur, then it will affect us. The whole purpose of Tocha is to give due tshuva, to ma'or us. Only this is the time of the year. This will hear. Yes, I'm not a person that learns Rabbeinu Yonas. I'm not a Musardik, but Aser Shemei Tshuva, Aser Shemei Tshuva, yes. There's also something. There's something to it. There's something to it. And we see the halacha. In Parshat Zino, that's the halacha. Composkin Messiah Betocha. But that halacha doesn't apply the whole year. How come? Because we're anointed, perhaps. Because we know now the purpose of the Tocha is to do tshuva. That's the purpose of the Tocha. And perhaps during the whole year we don't see it as much. So you see that when we say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the tain pain, this pachad is for that reason. That we should come to do tshuva, and we should realize that ourselves. HaKol b'nishma mikhus yirishmayim. Yirishmayim. We need your help to come to realize this ourselves. First in we say that our davening is Rachvein L'chaim and L'chovitz B'chaim Kosvein M'sifra Chaim. This is a bakosha. Which according to Shittas Tosfos, if you forget to say Zachrein L'chaim, you have to go over the Rishon Esrei again. We don't pass it that way. Zachrein L'chaim. But the question is asked, there can be no Bakoshis in the Gimel Rishonis and Gimel Achronis. Bakoshis, these are Shevach Hadot to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Avos Gevuras Hashem, Kedusha, this is Shevach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Bakoshis begin with HaTechonin Amdas and so on. So how can it be Bakoshis here? So Zachrein L'chaim is a Bakosh. So the answer given is Zachrein L'chaim is when we say there's no Bakoshis, Bakoshis on the Yochid. HaTechonin Amdas, Refoin HaShem and Erofe, and then you can put in your own personal Bakoshis, personal people that are sick. And Shmakalenu, and so on and so on. However, this is of a tzibur. It's of klal yisrael. Zachrein l'chaim, not Zachrein, remember me. Zachrein l'chaim. The chovis b'chaim, kasrein l'sifra chaim. This goes on the tzibur. The tzibur. And the most important word is the word chaim. That is the key word. The key word is chaim. To realize the importance of Chaim. The Gemara says in Nida that Dafayim and Beis Kilo Yachbos B'mos HaMeis Iksiv L'Aposik Ki Chavez Hashem HaMeisim. So the Stirim Psukim Posik in Yecheskel says Kilo Yachbos B'mos HaMeis, as Yecheskel says the Kli Yisrael should do tshuva. That's the whole purpose, not Misa. It's not Arba Mises. Arba Mises is good to learn in Sanhedrin. Arba Mises is learning, but not to live it. Just learn it. However, Ki Chavetz Hashem B'mosa, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants Misa. It's a stira. Kan Shiosa Shuvah, Kam Shino Isin Shuvah. If you do tshuva, HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'yach B'mosa Meis. If you don't do tshuva, our response is Zachrein L'chaim Mechoviz B'chaim Kosfein M'sifra Chaim. Chaim. Our response is that we should have a desire and a love for Chaim. What does that mean? A desire for Chaim. Rabbi Eliel Yapian tells us Chaim means never to be Saveya. Not to be severe, never enough. Says he called it Hellas. Oev kesef, lo yizba kesef. So Chazal say, oev mitzvahs, lo yizba mitzvahs. So Rabbi Eliel Yapian gives the following mushal of a man that was an only child, went through a Holocaust, had a difficult life, and comes to America. He's very masliach. Masliach in terms of anumnus, his wealth, and has a family, married and children, and sees children and grandchildren and a few great-grandchildren. Now he's over 80 years old. He said, I had enough. I had enough. I'm finished. Life is finished for me. He tells this to his whole family. I live long enough. No more desire. How can you say that? How can you say that? Don't you want to see the wedding of all your grandchildren and great-grandchildren? Don't you want to see more and more? Chaya means it's never enough. I'm never soveya. I'm never soveya. Means it's not enough. I need more. Ishmeros Rasayim. We see this. We see this. Today is so. We see this in the world of sports. The world of sports. The world the world of economics. Wall Street. Every single day they make such a big deal out of it. Every single day, down and up, up and down. A bad day, a good day. Forget about it. It's a big deal. No. Imagine you have a ball game. The first pitch. I'll call them the Yankees. The Yankees get up, the first player gets up, the first pitch, a home run. They go wild. They go wild in Yankee Stadium. Wild. The first pitch. Meanwhile, at the end of the game, what happened? Toronto beat the Yankees 14-1. 14, they got 14 runs, and they got that first pitch was a home run. There was a first and last. The first and last, that's all big deal. Big deal. But every moment, they go crazy. Every moment. Sevilla, that's Sevilla. Enough and more and more. Leave the game. It's the eighth inning, seventh inning. They're down by 15 runs. Get out of there already. What are you sitting watching this stuff for? What are you watching this for? It's the bottom of the ninth, two out. Base is empty. And you can sit there and watch the game. Leave. Leave. Maybe you will, but most people won't. Why? Because they paid the money. That's the reason why. So you're on your TV, you're still also watching it. You're still watching. What are you watching it for? What are you watching it for? Because there's no sphere, that's why. I'm never satisfied. I'm never satisfied. It's not enough. More, more. I learned the Tosis already. Learn again. I know the Tosis. I'm just learn again. Learn again. I learned this already. I learned this already. The Rebbe's repeating, I don't like this year. He's repeating what we said yesterday. I don't like this year. I need more of a challenge. More of a challenge. So, we ask the Kodesh Baruch Hu, this Koyach of Sviya, never to be satisfied, more and more and more. But as Yezachron Baruch Hu always mentioned, the Yom Kippur without a Kabbalah is Nishkan Kabbalah. Is Nishkan Yom Kippur. You have to have a Kabbalah. What does Kabbalah mean? I'm never satisfied. Want more, Zochrin L'chaim. Everything you give me is something. You know what Kabbalah is? It does not mean lo echta od. I'll never do an avera the rest of my life. That's you have to say that. Inside words, Hashiyasi lo tov lo echta. That should be your dream. Try. But whatever you do, if it's a change, that's also tshuva. That means as follows. A person has a taiva for 10 flavors of ice cream. 10 flavors of ice cream. He made a kabbalah, no more strawberry. No more strawberry and chocolate. That's a kabbalah. From now on, he did, from now on, after this Yom Kippur, no more strawberry and chocolate. I have vanilla, banana, other types, but not that. That's a kabbalah. A kabbalah. A kabbalah means you go to a sweet table, to go to a wedding, and they have 10, 15 various types of dishes. I made a kabbalah. From now on, I'm not going to eat from every dish. Only half of the dishes. That's a kabbalah. It says nourishkeit. It's not all or nothing. All or nothing. I'm on a diet completely. I eat no sweets at all. Not, I don't eat chocolate ice cream anymore. Chocolate fudge? But everything I eat, that's not a cup. That's a kabbalah. That's a kabbalah. From now on, I make a kabbalah. This I will not do. Inside, I'm never doing it the rest of my life. but at least Kabbalah, that this area, this minyan I'll never go to again. So this I'll never do. I'll never sit next to him again. I'll sit a little farther away. That's a Kabbalah. When a person has a shifa for Chaim, Chaim means I'm never satiated. Never enough. Never enough. And this is Zochrein Chaim and Chorus. Kosfeinu b'sefer Chaim. We want Chaim. Not I had enough. I learned enough. I'm old. I'm too old already. I'm too old already. I have grandchildren. I have a couple great-grandchildren. That's enough. Chas v'sholem, you talk that way. Zochrein Chaim means it's never enough. Look at the world today. It's never enough. The sports, the mishigasin that goes on, never enough. Never enough. The guy was put in prison. So he wants to get out, he starts again. You had it already. What's wrong with you? All these stories that we hear, people that were in prison, they're all, it's never enough. Never enough. It's never enough. Zachrein l'chaim, l'chovitz kol sveinu v'sif l'chaim. We should say this more kavana. We say it every single day in our tefillahs. So give me this chuka. I'm never soveya. Chayim, never enough. I want more and more, and I should realize that. Not just my seichel, my heart, my feelings, my everything about me. And with this hagdama, we'll be able to come into this year with a Moorish shifo, with a slavis, with a dvekis, with a nemus. And this, hopefully, will Kodesh Baruch Hu makabel and help us. Tain pachta shemakim. Make it a pachad. Give us a pachad that brings out the year of Shemayim. That brings the Avos HaTorah, the year of Shemayim. And this will be zoicha to a ksiva and a gemar chasima toiva. Lanu chobis yisro.